in this bag because we love what it is.
Penny Penny and South African Kwaito music. Shilungu in the name of that track. Before that, Fiesta from Nova Lima, the city of Black Peru today. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Dalata, take us home with Thunder of Silence. But our last word goes to Elon Musk, who says, life is too short for long-term grudges.
Thunder of silence, walk through mine.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
We'll be right back. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played there was The Devil Isn't Red by the band Hella, off of the similarly titled The Devil Isn't Red album. Before that was another similarly titled track called 23 Red Devils by the Wicked Farleys off of their Sentinel and Enterprise album, which I believe was the first album that I listened to from them, and I think the copy I had had incorrect album art, and I mistook what it was for a long time. I remember, well, not for a long time, I think it happened over the span of a week or so, but I first listened to that album, really liked it, and saw a review for, I think it must have been for that album, Sentinel and Enterprise, except I had the album art for the next album, which is Make It It. And that made me obviously confuse the two. I saw this review that talked trash about Sentinel and Enterprise effectively, about how great the album after it was, and I saw the title and saw the art and realized they didn't really match up with what I had, so kind of changed my opinion in that way. I actually made me a little sad because I was worried to listen to the other, that older, I thought, Wicked Farley's album, but turned out just fine, because I liked it already, and I guess that was a good lesson for me to not give a crap about what people say regarding certain pieces of music. Obviously, it's important to, I don't know, you can get something out of listening to or reading reviews, but a lot of the time I feel like stuff that tends to be really great can tend to also be very polarizing, so can't always expect your tastes to be perfectly replicated in the writings of some music journalist somewhere. Anyway, carrying on, there's a song here called Fire Creates Like Machine by Eyes of Autumn.
Song. Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song that played there was Between the Ship and the Land by Dianoga off of their album As Seen From Above. Before that, Extent of the Apps Outstretched by North of America off of their album These Songs Are Cursed. And before that, first song of that little bit there was Fire Creates Like Machine by Eyes of Autumn off of their album Hello. A fun little piece of information in apps is the semi-spherical or I think hexagonal part of a church. So I'm not entirely sure what that title means at all, but that's what I learned through that. There's going to be more music coming up after the break, taking a bit of a different turn towards Midwest emo.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theater to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played there was one called Dumb Sleep by the band Melrose off of their self-titled album. And before that, a song called Francis by the band Treetops with one of these really long, classic Midwest emo titles. Let's see if I can see the whole thing here because there's no way I was going to remember that from before. Let's see. Write out all the lyrics from the first Crass LP on your math notebook. Dot, dot, dot. Got some ellipses in the end there. I'm sure those are very important. Unless for whatever reason my music manager here is cutting out. Nope, those ellipses are definitely part of the album name. Absolutely important, integral to the artistic quality of that piece of work. Anyway, those were two soft, noisy, very lo-fi, kind of fuzzy tracks there. The second one was, as I said, by Melrose, and that's some Victoria, BC band that I mention that every time I play them, and I do that pretty often, given that they're Canadian, and I like their content very much. It might just be a single-person band, I'm not sure, but I'm always checking up to see if they've released anything new, but nope. I got lucky once, and they had released a single called Helium, which I've played on this show, and ever since then, I have not been quite so lucky. Maybe I'll give it another couple years and see what happens, see if they happen to release anything, but they're about the first and only, well, not the only Canadian slowcore band that I know, but certainly the first and the only one that I knew for quite a long time before I stumbled across a couple others. I think Kepler is the only one right now that comes to mind, but I swear there's some other Canadian slowcore band out there that I've become a fan of through my avid listening of that genre, at least in the past. I think I must have originally heard about that album and that band, Melrose, from some fan group for the band Duster. And a lot of the people in there managed to create music that was heavily inspired by that band, and you can definitely pick up on that in the Melrose material. But anyway, it's they've got a different quality all on their own there, but I definitely appreciate the association to Duster and the I guess desire to kind of pull from that sort of sound, which I feel I haven't heard replicated in a lot of other bands, apart from maybe the other acts that the members of Duster went on to take part in. I think there's Aeophon and, there's another one there. I can't remember the name of it. Helvetia, that's the one. Yeah, I remembered. But anyway, there's, I don't feel there are a whole ton of bands that at least in the last couple of decades have tried replicating or building off of the sound that Duster had, although they've had obviously their more recent resurgence, I guess, within maybe the last 5 years or so, and that's produced not necessarily copycats, but definitely people inspired by it, such as Melrose and another band, I think maybe from Iceland, that I think they were called Earth Moon Transit. They were named directly after one of the Duster songs, and you can tell very much that they were going for that kind of sound with their music, the kind of lo-fi, fuzzy, slowcore space rock thing that Duster did originally. I think they must be the progenitors of that sound because, like I said, I haven't heard it elsewhere. Anyway, carrying on, there's going to be two songs here that happen to be from the band The Newfound Interest in Connecticut, and this is a band that I've played pretty often, but I've only ever played from the one and only album that they released. They also released, I think, a single that's probably one of their songs off of their album, what the heck is it called? The Long Dark Path Home, I think is the name of it. It's a song called Arctic Circle off of that. But they also had a CD that they released, an EP, I suppose, called Less is More or Less, released 3 years before their cult classic Tell Me About the Long Dark Path Home. And I thought it would be worth a listen, so I went and found a copy of it. And I listened to it just the other day, I think, and I was totally taken aback because it sounded nothing at all like the Newfound Interest in Connecticut. So I thought, if I'm ever going to play that music, I'm going to play it right now when I've listened to it before I forget about it, because it is very different from the Newfound Interest in Connecticut that I knew beforehand and must say I fell in love with. So I guess now's a fitting time to play it because I'll probably never play it again. unless I find some really, really appropriate time for it. It just does not hold up in the same way that their Long Dark Path Home album does. You know what, maybe I'll play them again. I feel kind of silly now saying that I won't, but anyway, these are two tracks off of that EP that I referred to, Less Is More or Less.
Something that happens all the time.